Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, October 17th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the First Lady Grace Mugabe's Meet the People tour, which ended today in the in Marondera, the capital city of Mashonaland East Province.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voaindebele.com and www.voashona.com.
Pandashka Panap, Dafamba. 8 provinces, this is the 9th province. Muno, ndiri kunzwa kuti demoni refactionalism ndo marino tangira. Demoni iroriri richibuda richienda kumwe. Zvino ndati kubva nhasi demoni irori ngaripere. Kana murimo marino bikwa ngaripere. Zvataenda through baba neni nemhuri zvakaoma. Vamwe vari kuti amai mukutaura nyaya factionalism. Musanetsika nema youth. Moment of truth itasvika very soon. Ndati vane dzimba dzemagirazi musakande matombo. Nokuti iye zvino izvi factionalism kana iripo vanhu vanoshandiswa. Asi kune kune munhu wani ari kushandisa vanhu iye. Ndiye manje akasateerera zvatiri kutaura kuti pasine factionalism akachai stop. Ndati the moment of truth ichasvika. Mayuthi vakatombondikwenya vakati amai ngatiregei kuita zvemadimikira. Ari kuita nyaya factionalism ivo vacho vari kutumwa ngavatitaure kuti vari kutumwa nani. Chimuendere manje fair. Ndakati aiwa chimbomirai. Ndakati nini baba ndakati kuna baba baby dambingi munoizive here zvikanzi ehe ndikati munhu iye ari kutungamira factionalism toda kuti muite baby dambingi imimi mukasa mudamba isusu tichamudamba.
Loka kati kukunyo wawantu kachange nukuti ukoni sivinyela anesikona pakati kuka musikazi Grace Mugabe le faction yabo Professor Moyo labo Mnangagwa kukanya gani kukona kutwa mina kukanya gani kuriqiniso kutwa angiboni gani kufanele kusethuse kangako ngoba lokhu kuhambelana le cholo cho agreement le eyayenza ukuthi uprofessor Jonathan Moyo akaphume kuzanu.
Firstly, there is no doubt that the remarks by Grace Mugabe were aimed at the Vice President Joyce Mujuru. This is the clearest indication that all she is doing in the provinces has one political objective, and that political objective is to remove the Vice President.
Oh, once again, thanks for joining us. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the First Lady's entrance into Zimbabwe's politics. And of course, there is talk now there is serious factionalism in the ruling ZANU-PF party.
First Lady Grace Mugabe today concluded her final leg of provincial tours in Mashonaland East Province, continuing with the theme of attacking Vice President Joyce Mujuru.
Mrs. Mugabe is accusing some senior ZANU-PF officials of plotting to topple 90-year-old President Robert Mugabe. And she is saying, or she was also saying on this Meet the People tour, that some officials in the ruling party are actually working with some opposition elements to topple the president.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. 0012-619-2077 and we'll call you back. That number again, 0012-629-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp and our number is 1-202-465-0318. Ye, kungakunjalo kufoni.
Onguka Gibbs anzi chiri musaka saka chinozvinzwira. Tiri kuda kuti nhasi tinge tichitarisa nezvekupinda kwaamai Mugabe munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Vapedza kumatunhu kose vanga vachiita musangano. Ndofunga vanhu vanga vachivaona kutanga kuMashonaland West Province kuchinoyo uko vachinogumisira kuMashonaland East Province kumarondera. Asi paita mutauro pane mama shoko avanga vachitaura ikoko ndosatirabvunza kuti vanhu munozviona sei.
Yebo kambe zvirukandabuya ibeka ke lamhlanje uBlessing inxoxo yethu silayo lapha emphakathini. Ye sikhuluma ukuthi ke bekuyethelekelela izabelo okade kusenziwa ke ngunkosikazi Grace Mugabe. Siyawazi ke ukuthi uqalise endaweni ezijeneyo wagcina ke lamhlanje eseMashonaland East eMarondera lapho kudabuka khona ijahaleli engilalo khonapha. Ye sizwile ukuthi uthe hamba-hamba khonapho bekhuluma sibile okunye okuningi okunye kwangikhona okugoqela ukuthi u-Vice President uJoyce Mjuru kumele axolise umongameli. Amxolise ngoba kukhanyazani uthi wayefuna ukumgenqula. Ngaphandle kwalokho ke uthi kulezinto azenzayo ezingekho emthethweni. So ke waphinda futhi wakhuluma ukuthi nxa umntwana engazani ngasakuhloniphe ekhaya uyaphoselwa katshana lebhaketi lakhe. So okuthiwa ibhebhi idumping khonoko. So uthi hayi kuyamele kwenziwe nxa ukuthi kukhanya kuhlupha. Ye kodwa abaningi abanye bathi lokho akukhulumayo kungana kuzwakali. Babe khona abanye bethi uchaye kwazwela. So sifuna ukuzwa ngozulu uthini lapha Blessing.
Of course yesterday it was the women's forum and one of the guests was Margaret Dongo. And you know she says something interesting about politics in Zimbabwe. And this is the quote. She says the nature of politics in Zimbabwe is such that if you go hunting and you fail to catch anything, the people you went hunting with come back holding you as the trophy.
Aha.
That's Dongo for you. I think
very interesting. Right?
Interesting indeed. We have our first guest. That is Mr. Maurice Ngwenya. Mr. Maurice Ngwenya is a political analyst and he's also a ZANU-PF activist. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great. How is Harare today?
Harare is fine. We received rains yesterday, so yeah, it's very fine.
That's good news indeed. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Mr. Ngwenya, I think you've been seeing what is happening in your party and you are a political analyst as well. Can you tell us what is going on? Do people actually like what the First Lady is doing, you know, in her provincial tours that ended today?
Yes, definitely. Perhaps very few people, especially those who don't like Fed or a Fed being called a Fed, who don't like it, but as you are very much aware that the coming in of the First Lady was specifically meant for that, to unify the party, to rebuild the party, to strengthen the party, and counsel or advise against any divisive elements within the party. Therefore, what she is doing from the onset, you can already see that she is carrying out the mandate that the women expect from her, even before she's appointed to the post that the women want her to do. So she's really doing a wonderful job of correcting or pointing out to any mistakes that are being done by some of the party leaders within ZANU-PF. This shows very much that ZANU-PF is a democratic party which is very much alive as compared to what many people or many critics would say that it's a party that rubber stamps whatever decision is made by the president. But this shows that there's robust debate and there's criticism of each other in the ruling party.
But Mr. Ngwenya, the First Lady, as was advertised by the party members, it was said that she was going to bring unity. But many people are saying she's simply taking sides. Is this not a cause for concern?
Well, only her critics will say she's taking sides, but people within ZANU-PF know very well that she's not taking any side. She is merely pointing about the mistakes being done by some people within leadership positions. But duty really, and what thing so far is really strengthening the party by giving caution to those who are trying to divide or who may seek to divide the party. As you know that there's Congress this year and there will be elections for the Central Committee. Therefore, some people want to campaign using divisive tactics. What she's simply doing is pretty much strengthening the party, and I can assure you that come by December Congress time, ZANU-PF will be more formidable, especially considering that this country has no opposition that is organized.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ngwenya. Do stay on the line, Gibbs.
Yeah, I think I'll read this statement because I'm hearing Mr. Ngwenya saying that the First Lady is actually unifying the party. So this is what the First Lady said yesterday. I hope I'm quoting her in context. Mashonaland Central is the province where a faction leader comes from, but soon we are going to baby dump your faction leader come Congress in December. People will soon know the meaning of the slogan "Down with Gamma Talks." The moment of truth has come for corrupt leaders, some of whom own diamond mines in this country. Those are the same people who go around denouncing the president and his wife's projects in Mazowe. If you are the faction leader, go to the president and ask for forgiveness. If the president does not dump you, we are personally going to dump you. Mr. Ngwenya, what do you think about those words?
Yes. I don't think there's anything contrary to what I said. If someone is leading a faction, that is something that is a sort of organization that is contrary to from the mainstream organization, which is the ZANU-PF as a whole. Yes, they are being warned not to do that, and anyone who did any wrong to the party or to the president is indeed being called upon from that statement to go and apologize to the president. So I don't see how that divides the party, because as you are aware, most of the, in fact, the majority of ZANU-PF supporters support the party because of its principles and ideology, not individuals. So there is no way you can call off dividing the party when one individual is being criticized. That individual, if anything happens to them, it's only that individual, not the party. So there is nothing contrary to what I said. She is unifying the party, because I can tell you that the majority support President Mugabe and support the party. So it's not about the individual being criticized.
Mr. Ngwenya, obviously, to talk about factionalism, there should be more than one, isn't it? Why is it that there seem to be directed criticism only at the person of Vice President Joyce Mujuru? But everybody knows, it does not need a rocket scientist to tell us that there is another faction that is allegedly led by Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Well, I have heard so much about factions being led by VP Mujuru or by Comrade Mnangagwa or by whoever, but I hear you referring to two factions. From what I hear, there are several people, because these so-called factions, unfortunately, many people associate factionalism, that word, to ZANU-PF. But factionalism happens in any sphere of society, even in a family. Some children are more aligned to the mother than the father. So it's not about ZANU-PF, really. Just to give from the example that you gave, I hear people saying Comrade Mnangagwa is leading a faction to become president. But the same people, we hear them criticizing, saying he rigged elections on behalf of the president. Now, how can someone who has presidential ambitions rig elections for someone else? It only
no,
shows
but Mr.
There's so much confusion.
Mr. Ngwenya, are you not mixing apples and oranges? He might have rigged the election, but with the intention of taking over from Mr. Mugabe, who is 90 years old now.
No, look at it from this way. ZANU-PF or President Mugabe can definitely not be compared to MDC. MDC, politically speaking, is a very weak party that anyone would be prepared to face instead of trying to face President Mugabe. So what I'm trying to say is those allegations are really meant to tarnish the people's images. That is why there are no names being mentioned here, but this speculation that we find in society where people say so-and-so is leading such a faction. But we have the Politburo, we have the Central Committee, where it's those so-called factions were former organizations in the party. Then we expect that those issues will be discussed openly in the Central Committee or in the faction. So this thing of saying so-and-so leads such a faction, to me, it's really about mudslinging, about criticizing whoever. But as far as I'm concerned, the factionalism that exists is just like the normal factions that exist in any part of society where people have preferences.
Thank you, Mr. Ngwenya. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the First Lady, Amai Grace Mugabe. She has now entered into politics. And as they say, politics is a contact sport. And of course, there are many people who are hailing her as the rising star in ZANU-PF. But others are saying she is actually dividing the party because she is known, according to them, and I quote, as a rhetoric bomb thrower. Gibbs.
Mm. Yebo Mbezi, ulukanda bangxa ufuna ukungena kuhlelo kula manje nasinombolo 1-202-619-2077. Zayiphinda futhi iwachaya uthi 0-01-202-619-2077. Ungafuna kanye siyakufonela khona ngapho. Kwamanje ke blessing lo mnumzana uChabalala. Baba Chabalala, kunjani egoli? Chabalala baba.
Ngiyaphila, kunjani Dube?
Hayi, siphilile. Kunjani kwalapho lapho khona baba?
Hayi, ngisaphila kumakhazanyana lana.
Oh yebo, phela kuyakulo mqando mpinjani?
Yeah, hayi, ungathi kuye kwaba nomoya izolo nje, angathi savunguzane nje, hayi, kwashunqa intuli, hayi, kodwa hayi, namhla kungconywana kuyabanda nje.
Oh, lokona kuthiwa yi-sandstorm, kumbe into enjalo etshaya iJoburg, he?
Yeah, hayi, kodwa lokhu kuye kwenzeka nje kwaZulu, hayi, la eGauteng nabo zange kwenzeke.
Hayi, siyakuzwa baba. Ye, ungathini ke ngodaba lolu olukankosikazi Grace Mugabe?
Yazi, bengike ngabhala nje ku-WhatsApp lapho, yabona ukuthi nje into ezenzeka ekhaya lezi, yazi, kuya kube kuthiwe uzothi abantu sebelwisana izwi, sakukeki, useki, abantu sebelwa bodwa, yizo lezi nkulumo, ngoba yabona abantu uma benezikhundla eziphezulu, akumelanga bakhulume bekhombana ngeminwe. Ake bakethi bakufunde ipolitiki kwamanye amazwe ukuthi zenziwa kanjani, ukuze kungabi nomlilo ovuthayo, ngoba uma usuvutha, kuba nzima ukuwubhula lowo mlilo. Abantu abakwazi uma bekhuluma izinto, bakhuluma into ezakhe izwe liye phambili ngoba lezi nkulumo licwilisa phansi izwe, liya phansi, alithuthuki nokuthuthuka. Abantu sikhathele ukuhlala thina emazweni ngoba uma into zenzeka kanje ngapha kufuneka amaphemitha walungi, kufanele sibuyele ekhaya, siyobuyela sithini ngoba abantu belwa ngemlomo kanje, ekugcineni bayobambana ngamakhona.
So ke ubona zani ye njengoba ngezombangazwe lezi, nxa kungezombangazwe abantu akumelanga betshintshanise amazwi angane njalo, beyiphoselana aqathayo aqatha kakhulu, kumele benze njani?
Kodwa phela ngoba abantu abanezikhundla eziphezulu njengomkaMugabe ekhuluma ngendlela akhuluma ngayo, laba abaphansi mase beza inkulumo ungathi uthuma abantu ukuthi lwanini, kodwa kugcine uyabe ngasho ukuthi lwanini. Kodwa-ke njengobana kunakubuso kuthiwa kunama-factionalism la, kunabanye abasapota abaye, kunabanye abasapota abaye, mase ukuthi sebeqala ukuthi bayavukelana-ke sokuliwa, ugcine ungasayilawuli naleyo mpi, sowugcina sowuchitheka igasi ngento encane nje ngokukhuluma nje ukuthi uzame ukuzikhombisa ukuthi unesibindi sokuthi utshele umuntu ukuthi wena uhlukanisa abantu, kodwa kungenjalo. Kanti kufanele ukukhulume ngendlela nje umuntu omdala, ubhula umlilo, hhayi ukuthi uvuthele, uvuthe ngamandla.
Aha, yey, pho manje ubona ngizani ukuze kuphethe ngani khona kokulwisana kukhona?
Phela abona ukuphetha kwakhona ukuthi ekugcineni nje kuzogcina abantu bebambana ngamakhola, kuliwe ngempela. Yabona kungasaliwa ngomlomo-ke njengenkukhu, kuyasokuliwa-ke ngezandla. So uyabona ukuthi into zixazululwe, soke kwaliwa akusizi lutho, ngoba kuzobe kushona abantu, kuchitheka isigazi okanye kuchithekela imizi. Kanti kufanele ukuthi kukhulunywe, ngoba uyabona ukuthi bathi ukuvikela kungcono kunokuthi wena welaphi isifo.
Kodwa sizwile-ke umnumzana uMorris Ngwenya lapho khona olathi esixoka laye ngakhona ukuthi kodwa khonokho yiko kuthiwa phela i-democratic process okwenzakala ebandleni le-ZANU PF, kambe ubona zani kumele bakwenze njani njengoba kungazani yikho phela?
yebo ke idemocracy yabona ke ifanele ukuthi abantu bakhulume ngendlela abayithandayo ke kodwa ke anti ngeke ngabona boshiwe ababoshiwe bethi bona bafuna ukuhlela umbhikisho angithi idemocracy lokade beyisho ukuthi hayi umgama kehle ekudleni sizobhikisha angithi idemocracy kodwa uboshiwe manje laba abaye abantu abayekhuluma bekhululekile abaye bengakhululekile so angazi ukuthi idemocracy inabantu abakhethiweyo nabanye abanayo noma abanye abanayo angazi ke lapho mina
awubonike jabalala siyabonga kakhulu uthe ungaphikani khona khona behouten
lapho ngikhawuthini ngise-Steelville endawo ethiwa se-Steelville kodwa nje hayi ikufuphi nje kancane ne-Joburg.
Siyabonga kakhulu Mshengo, sibonge kakhulu baba.
Okay, nibe nentambama enhle.
Ye, kulungile. La ube le mpela viki enhle baba.
Bebe ningifonela phela kanti kunini ngiyaminyani WhatsApp aningifoneli nje nganginokuphawula ngeminyaka endlwini nabuya nangilaxaza nje angazi nangonene.
Hayi, sizabona sibili. Phela anti wakwazi ukuthi umqalo wesiziba nguye ongazani ule nhlahla enkulu. So wena ungavela uphangise sibili uWhatsApp siyakufonela masinya.
Hayi namhlanje ngibe namaswazi njengoba ngingumswazi nje awu ngibe namaswazi ngapha umqali sizini.
Anti uyabona ke baba sibongela kakhulu Mshepo.
Siyabonga Mthembu.
Yes, bona kakhulu Jabalala. Yeah. What Mr. Jabalala is saying is that of course people may say what is happening in ZANU-PF is part of the democratic process. But it says people holding top posts shouldn't fight openly like what the First Lady is doing. He says this is totally retrogressive. It doesn't support it at all. Because he says the country as it is now is actually suffering. There's nothing that is going on. And in South Africa, they're busy looking for work permits. And they're not getting them. So where is the country going?
Regaitidzoke kuna vangwenya. Vangwenya ndonya eri kutaurwa nevamweka yekuti zviri kutaurwa izvi namai Mugabe zvanga zvisingafaniri here kunotaurwa kumatara akaita sana Politburo nana Central Committee kwete kubva vataura pajikerere.
Zvinogona kudaro asi First Lady havasi nhengo yePolitburo havasi nhengo yeCentral Committee chitatsirati vange vachipinda kaapa paCongress Patrick kuenda apa. Saka kureva kuti apa ivo vari kutsangana nemadzimai. Madzimai akavasarudza vari kuratidza madzimai kuti munhu wavari kusarudza uyu munhu akaita sei anogona kunovamirira here zvido zvavo uye tikatarisa muno muzimbabwe politics dzemuzimbabwe kunyanya dzemuzanu PF madzimai ndo ane simba guru rinotonga munyaya dzepolitics dzemuzanu PF saka zvavari kutoratidza izvi zvekuti vari kuratidza pachena kuti kupinda kwavo ndokuchasimbisa bato nokuda kwokuti kuti bato iri risimbe zvakafanana negoridhe parinogadzirwa paya kuti rinyatsoita goridhe rakachena pure gold panoshanda moto kupisa saka ndizvozvo zvavari kuita kutatanga kushanda kwavari kuita
Gibbs
ye nxa singabuya futhi kwenomzana ke Ngwenya kukhanya ngazani lapho umzulu uchabalala lesithi kodwa okwenzakalayo kungazani kubisela ilizwe emuva kambe ungathini ngakhonokho
umnumzana Jabulani ngiyahlonipha umbono wakhe kodwa owami umbono ngokuthi lokhu yikho okuhambisa ilizwe emuva ngenxa yokuthi ungaphumelani egcekeni yikho okwenza ukuthi abantu bafuthelane phakathi abanye sesibona nampa sebephuma besiyaphumelela besiyakhulumela phandle becabanga ukuthi phakathi kwebandla akuvunyelwa ukukhuluma iqiniso elakhaya nanku lapha uyasitshengisela umama ukubana hatshi ukwakha iphathi kutsho ukubana sikhulume sikhululekile ebandleni leli sichothozana angitsho phela ukwenzela ukuthi konke okufunwa nguZulu kuqhubekele phambili manje nxa sicule singachothozani kuzatsho ukubana abanye ababelibe lembono ehlukileyo abaye befuna ukucothoza yibo abazaphuma besithi sebesiyabumba awabo amabandla ngakho-ke lokhu ngokubona kwami kuqinisa sibili ngamandla amaningi kakhulu iZANU-PF ngokubona kwami kuminyaka emhlanu elandelayo akula ngitsho opposition ezathola isidi ngenxa yokuthi iZANU-PF lapha isithole amandla ngenxa yokubumba kakutsha lokhu esikubona okwenziwa nguma ithemba nabanye abazamsekela ukwenzela ukuthi-ke ibandla leZANU-PF libe lingabantu abamqodo abantu abangenzi izinto ezisolisa ibandla ezithandwa ngabantu ezithandwa nguZulu yikho lapha sesibona phela ukuthi ukwenza kukamama lapha nalabo ababengamzisisi ababengakwazi ukuthi ngumuntu onjani sebehle bazibonela sebehle bemncoma ngakho akumangalisi ukubana sibone abantu sebesithi kaphiwe ezinye izikhundla eziya phambili.
Yes, I was calling him. No, so what Ms. Ngwenya is saying is that, you know, whatever the First Lady is doing is democratic because you don't need to go behind the scenes, you know, to express your opinion. So if you're saying it publicly, maybe many in ZANU-PF will follow suit. So he's happy about that kind of thing.
And
so
maybe let's just quickly introduce our second guest. That is Mr. Bernard Manyadza, a political analyst and also a war veteran. Mr. Manyadza, good evening. Mr. Manyadza? Mr. Manyadza, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, of course, we are talking about the Meet the People tours by First Lady Grace Mugabe. And of course, some are saying they respect what she's doing, and others are saying she has only brought or deepened the factionalism in ZANU-PF. What is your take on that, Mr. Manyadza?
Background to what you just said is that there is a clique in ZANU-PF which sort of branding my Mugabe as a politician. So they were on a marketing spree trying to promote her, but largely I think it has flopped because I've heard of fights at two occasions in Manicaland and today in
Marondera.
Marondera East. Yeah. That's one point. The other point is I remember there are members of the general staff, who were members of the general staff in ZANU, that is from the ladies' department. We used to call it Department of Feminina. They are still alive. They are quite far senior to my Mugabe. Why they've been sidelined is for your historians to research on. But my suspicion is there are some people who are afraid of working with real war veterans. But then they will go for the soft targets to manipulate the soft targets to outmaneuver opponents, that kind of thing. And ZANU-PF, as a political movement, has stakeholders in war veterans. But up to today, there is not a single senior war veteran who is at the top echelon, except probably the lonely Rugari Gumbo, who has been with us since the days of the Chimurenga. And why these comrades have been sidelined is still a hot issue, which is why the party is now riddled with a lot of indiscipline. You're bordering on turning ZANU-PF into a counter-revolutionary movement, where opportunities have been allowed to ride rapture, where the actual stakeholders, the comrades, that is, and especially the women, your comrades, have been completely sidelined as if we did not have them. There are senior ladies there, comrades, who are far, far much senior than comrade Muchinguri. However, she got up. But I could mention on one occasion, I could have mentioned a lot of them, they are still available.
Mr. Manyadza, we'll come back to you. Please do stay on the line, and also Mr. Ngwenya, nemwe muterere wedu tina vamwe tete. I think tete ami rambai muri parunare. Gibson nemwe muterere. Of course, for our radio listeners, we are streaming live. Go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibson Dube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.